I'd like to read to you from Luke chapter 18. It says, "Then he spoke a parable to them, that men always ought to pray and not lose heart, saying, there was in a certain city a judge who did not fear God nor regard man. Now there was a widow in that city, and she came to him, saying, get justice for me from my adversary. And he would not for a while. But afterward he said within himself, though I do not fear God nor regard man, yet because this widow troubles me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me. Then the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge said. And shall God not avenge his own elect who cry out day and night to him, though he bears long with them? I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, will he really find faith on the earth?" I think this is a familiar passage to many people, but unfortunately, we often get the wrong message out of it. I think in our prayer life, we tend to think that we must be like this woman, that we must be constantly nagging God to get what we feel we need or want. I mean, after all, that's what she did, right? This was a parable told by Jesus, was it not? We have an unjust judge. We didn't care anything about God or man, and he has this woman come before him who is seeking justice. He didn't want to bother with her. She was too insignificant for him. Do you ever feel that way when you come to God, that maybe you're forgotten or you're just not important enough? I mean, it's not true, but have you ever felt that way? That sometimes you come to God and, Lord, where are you? You know, you feel lost, so to speak. You're one person out of billions on the earth. Gee, how could God remember me, right? So this unjust judge didn't want to bother her, but she kept coming and coming and coming. And he said, I don't want her to wear me down. I'm tired of seeing her. Therefore, I'll give her what she wants. Is that the way that we approach God sometimes? Thinking that we have to wear him down to get what we want or to get what we need? Is that the way that we feel a lot of times? I think it probably is. And it's so easy to get that message out of this passage, that that's the way God is. I mean, after all, we're told to persevere, are we not? We're told to seek and you'll find, right? Knock and the door will be opened to you. Ask and it'll be given to you. I mean, we're told to do those things, right? Let me read the same passage out of the New Living Testament, or translation rather. I don't often quote from the New Living Translation. I normally do out of the New King James. But I think that in this particular case, the New Living Translation has a little different way of expressing what I want to say to you this morning. So let me read the same thing and see if it sounds a little different to you. One day Jesus told his disciples a story to show that they should always pray and never give up. Okay, so far so good. There was a judge in a certain city, he said, who neither feared God nor cared about people. A widow of that city came to him repeatedly, saying, give me justice in this dispute with my enemy. The judge ignored her for a while, but finally he said to himself, I don't fear God or care about people, but this woman is driving me crazy. I'm going to see that she gets justice because she is wearing me out with her constant requests. Then the Lord said, learn a lesson from this unjust judge. Even he rendered a just decision in the end. So don't you think God will surely give justice to his chosen people who cry out to him day and night? Will he keep putting them off? I tell you, he will grant justice to them quickly. But when the Son of Man returns, how many will he find on the earth who have faith? Puts a little different perspective on it, because this passage in the New Living Translation is showing a contrast between God and the unjust judge. Jesus is saying, God is not like this unjust judge that you need to wear down to get what you need. God is not like that. He knows the needs that you have. He's kind. He's generous. He's merciful. Just because it doesn't come right away when you want it or expect it or think you need it doesn't mean that he's ignoring you or forgetting you. One of the questions that Jesus asks is when I return, am I going to find faith on the earth? Am I going to find anybody who really believes that that's who God truly is? Or are we going to constantly come to God with the same thing day in, day out, same requests, unbelieving that he has either heard us or that he's going to answer us? Isn't it much better? You make a request to God. I mean, isn't this the way it should be? You make a request to God. Okay, let's say you do that today. Okay, you didn't get the answer today. That doesn't mean God didn't hear you. It doesn't mean he's not going to answer you. It just means that you have to wait. Okay? Isn't it better then to come the next day to God and instead of saying, Lord, you didn't hear me, or I didn't get what I wanted, and you go through the same thing over and over again. Isn't it better to say, Lord, yesterday I prayed about this and I know you heard me. I know I didn't receive it yet, but I know the answer is coming. I'm going to trust you because I know you're good. I know that you're faithful. I know I can depend on you. And I know your word is true. And therefore, I am going to wait and I'm going to trust you. And if you don't get the answer that day, can you say the same thing the following day? See, that's where you're exercising faith. And that's what the Lord is asking. When I return, am I going to find faith on the earth, or am I going to find people that just don't believe that I am who I say I am? God doesn't answer prayers in our time or in the way we want them to. He answers them in his time and how he wants them to answer them. We need to be patient. We need to wait. God is not like an unjust judge that you need to hammer away at and be badgering all the time. When you pray, he hears your prayers. You are his loving children. Yes, I quoted some scriptures before. Ask and ye shall receive, seek and you'll find, knock and the door will be open. But nowhere in the Bible does it say that you keep asking for the same thing over and over again, or you keep seeking the same thing over and over again, or you keep knocking on the same door over and over again, as if the Lord didn't hear you. What he's saying is, keep in contact with me. Keep asking for things. In a general sense. Keep seeking me, my righteousness, my blessings. Keep knocking on different doors, but have the faith to trust me that I have heard you and I will answer you. That's the lesson. That's the right message in this particular passage. The wrong message is, God, you didn't hear me, and boy, I got to wear you down. That's the only way I'm going to get what I need. The right message is trusting God, being patient and waiting, because he will answer. He will come through for you. He will. That's the important thing to remember. God loves you. He knows your needs. He knows everything there is to know about you, and he is faithful. He is going to take care of you. It may not always seem that way, but things aren't always the way they appear. Sometimes we have to go through difficult things. How many times do we say, Lord, I want more faith, increase my faith? You know how you get more faith? You go through trials where you have to say, Lord, I trust you. No matter what I see with my physical eyes, I trust you. You want more faith? You can expect trials. It's going to happen. And each time you demonstrate trust and patience with the Lord, your faith grows. And you see how the Lord comes through for you. Again, it might be at the last minute, hanging on by a thread, but he will never fail you. Never. And that's the lesson, the right message. God is faithful. Hang in there. He loves you very much, okay? He's not an unjust judge. He will provide, okay? Now, I have another video to show you, but before Donna plays it, it kind of ties in with the message, or at least part of the video does. Now, the videos that I typically show have the lyrics on the screen. This one does not, okay? So I'm going to pass out some sheets so you can follow along. This is a song that I originally heard many, many years ago, back in the mid-70s when I got saved, okay? Now, the lyrics that are on this paper are almost exactly what you'll hear. There's slight variation, but don't worry about it. It's not enough to make a difference. But in particular, it's the second verse that really pertains to what I've been sharing. Not the whole thing, but mainly the second verse, and I hope that you'll understand when you read it. I'm going to pass them out.
In the days of old, when the Israelites didn't do what they were told, because of their stubbornness, they failed the test. Well, they wavered and wandered in their faith each time, whining and crying for a sign, and our Lord simply told them this. Go on and take another lap around Mount Sinai till you learn your lesson. Till you stop your whining and you quit your rebelling. Till you learn to stand in your day of testing by trusting and obeying the Lord. Well, have you been in a situation where the Lord asked you to wait upon him, but it seems you could not remain still? So you started planning what you're gonna do, cause you thought the Lord had forgot about you, and just then you hear these words again. He said, take another lap around Mount Sinai till you learn your lesson, till you stop your whining and you quit your rebelling, till you learn to stand in your day of testing by trusting and obeying the Lord. Well, just the other day I heard the Lord say, Michael, you need to take another step of faith and trust him. He'll carry you through the storm. Ah, but when the storm started getting rough, and I guess Michael didn't think God was tough enough, so he started doing things on his own. And he said, take another lap around Mount Sinai till you learn your lesson, till you stop your whining and you quit your rebelling, till you learn to stand in your day of testing by trusting and obeying the Lord. We better take another lap. So we will take another lap around Mount Sinai till you learn your lesson, till you stop your whining and you quit your rebelling, till you learn to stand in your day of testing. testing, by trusting and obeying, by trusting and obeying, by trusting and obeying the Lord. Amen. Wow.
Now in the second verse, it's talking about if the Lord wants you to wait for something, okay, you got to wait. Be patient. Otherwise, you're going to take another lap around Mount Sinai. It's going to be, here we go again, okay, Lord. And that's what happened with the Israelites. The Lord so many times gave them opportunities to trust him. And he came through for them every time. But they complained, they whined, they didn't believe, they didn't trust him. So it was okay, another lap around, and maybe this time you'll get the lesson. The Lord provided meat for them, okay, and in the form of quail that blew in from a wind over the Red Sea. He provided manna for them. He provided water out of a rock twice. They came to a pool once where the water was bitter. They couldn't drink it. And the Lord told Moses to throw a certain tree in there, and it became sweet water. These were all tests of faith, times that they were to trust the Lord, but they didn't. They chose not to, but they grumbled and complained. Can you picture yourself doing that at any time in your walk with the Lord? I know I've done that. I have to be honest with you. I have done that. But after a while, it's got to dawn. Wait a minute. The Lord has come through in the past. Why should this time be any different? He will. I got tired of taking all these laps around Mount Sinai. Because every time I failed the test, it was like, okay, here comes another one. And I had to learn to be patient and learn to trust him and learn to wait. There's another scripture that says, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not faint. They shall run and not grow weary. They shall walk and not faint. They that wait upon the Lord. God is faithful. But he wants us to grow in faith and trust in him. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. And we are to walk by faith and not by sight. The world can be crumbling around us, but doesn't make any difference. We still walk by faith and not by sight. And that's the important thing. And that's what this was all about. That's what the message was all about, the lesson in the passage. That's what the little video was about. And I hope you remember that little video, because it meant a lot to me when I heard it many years ago back in the 70s. So, okay. Not to belabor the point. Father, thank you for this time. Thank you that you are who you say you are. Thank you that we can and should and must trust you. That you are all the things that you say you are: faithful, just, kind, merciful. You are our provider. You are our healer. You are everything to us, Lord. Thank you for that. May it sink down deep in our hearts this morning to see you as you truly are. Thank you, in Jesus' name.